007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
I have no ballot boxes. You'll be glad to hear.
Yes, indeed. We're election free news. Here. You're starting with an interesting one. Angela Bassett. We know her as an actress, but...
Yeah, she's going to make her directorial debut on a telemovie, and it is about Whitney Houston, which is slated to premiere next year. She's planning to do a story which is going to chronicle the relationship between the late singer and Bobby Brown.
And that's, of course, quite a story.
Yeah, we all know that was a difficult marriage and quite a lot went on. She said in a statement that, she kind of hails her talents and accomplishments. I just hope, I suppose, when she tackles a story like this that, you know, you've got to have everything in there. Mm. And I think the world knows it wasn't the greatest of courtships. And I don't know whether it'll lead up to her death in 2012, but it still will make, she was a massive global success.
Yeah.
So there is a good story to be told there.
Okay, that's interesting to see how Angela will do behind the camera.
Yeah,
she's certainly
no
a great actress.
No word on casting on it either, so we'll keep you informed.
Now, I have to say, I've been really enjoying following Cannes this year. All kinds of fantastic movie reviews, as well as the odd dodgy one, of course,
yes,
but some really good ones. And, I mean, the whole Pulp Fiction 20th anniversary just seems to have been a blast. Last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, on the beach.
Yeah.
What better way to do it? And pizza handed out, and
Tarantino there, Uma Thurman there, Travolta.
Uma Thurman, they were all there, yeah.
Sounds brilliant.
It does. It's hard to believe it's 20 years old. I can remember it being, you know, such a...
If you said 10 years ago, I'd say, yeah. You know, I don't know where the time's gone, but
such a monumental film, of course, won the Palme d'Or that time, and so much loved. And yeah, that's it. What a great way to see it, just sitting on the beach and enjoying it. I think Tarantino said something like he'd seen the movie in every possible way, and this was a new way of seeing it. And it's good. And he made a sort of announcement as well that he was thinking of turning Django Unchained into a 4-hour mini series. He's got a lot more footage that he didn't use, and he doesn't think that doing a 4-hour movie is of any interest to anybody, but that he was going to sort of recut it, break it up, and put it as 4-hour parts for a TV movie. It was a very successful movie.
It was, you know, super enjoyed.
People might watch the series, you know, 4 parts. We'll see if that happens. You know, he says a lot of things, Quentin, but
he's enjoying himself on the beach in Cannes at the moment. Anyway, why shouldn't he? Okay, now always interesting to see when you've a big hit what you do next. And in terms of Gravity director Alfonso Cuarón, what is his next move, Garrett?
It's a difficult one for him because there was such a success with Gravity. There was talk that he was potentially going to return to the Harry Potter franchise to helm a spin-off film called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. But he's also kind of been approached on another project, which is another strange one, a prequel to Stanley Kubrick's adaptation of the Stephen King novel, The Shining, titled The Overlook Hotel, and claims that Warners have kind of offered him the project. So we will see if that happens. Again, I suppose you've just got to sit back and weigh up your options when
interesting
you've
idea
had
that,
massive
though, isn't
success.
It?
I would imagine as well, I mean, if you think about it, you know, you made Gravity in a room.
Yes.
And you probably do want something very different to go and get the directorial
to get out
team
of it.
Stuck into. Yeah, again.
That's true.
And I imagine you don't want a special effects driven movie.
Yeah,
I could only imagine.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that one. Sounds like an interesting project. Now, Star Wars saga.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to keep away, obviously, from the Star Wars stories because there are so many out there at the moment.
It's kind of impossible.
And we kind of have to acknowledge, because it was announced during the week that Gareth Edwards, this is the director of Godzilla. Mm-hmm. He first came to fame with the movie Monsters. He's been lined up now by Lucasfilm and Disney to direct a spin-off. So we're going to get a load of these movies because obviously when Disney bought the rights, they decided, well, we'll have JJ make his, but we'll do a lot of spin-off movies as well. And Gareth Edwards has been signed up to do one of these. Speaking of Star Wars, they did release The Force for Change during the week, where Abrams did a sort of special video message from the set. This is to donate money to UNICEF and gives you a chance to maybe appear in the Star Wars movies as well. omaze.com/StarWars is where you can find out about that, and you have to donate $10 Wars, and you'll be in with a chance to star in Star Wars.
Yeah, sounds like a good move.
An extra walk-on part. So.
Okay, the John Ford Ireland Film Symposium is back again this year.
Yeah, the third time, and it's going to take place over 3 days in venues across Dublin. It runs from June 6th to the 8th, and it will include screenings, discussions, masterclasses, lectures and the likes. There's going to be a chance to see, I think on the opening night at the Savoy, they're going to show Stagecoach.
Oh, great.
You've also got, in conjunction with the National Museum of Ireland, they're going to host a World War II display titled Ford at War, and the event will include a screening of John Ford's Oscar-winning war documentary, The Battle of Midway, and that'll be followed by a discussion with his grandson, Dan Ford. So if you're
great.
A fan of John Ford
sounds
movies,
like a good lineup,
you know,
yeah,
it's a great chance, I suppose, to see them on the big screen. And of course, there's many a big Western to be seen on the big screen. JohnFordIreland.org is where you'll find all that information.
Very good. And RTE's Storyland returns too.
Yeah, this is the sort of web episode series. This is coming back again and gives filmmakers, I suppose, the chance to make 5 episodes and then the public vote and all that type of stuff. It's you know, it has produced the likes of the Hardy Books and they had the very successful Cuckoo was on there as well, which won a lot of awards across America. So yeah, if people are interested, they can go to rt.ie/storyland, have a look. It's a good opportunity for people to get into production.
Exactly.
You know, they do encourage new writers, new filmmakers to come along and pitch ideas, and they have an open day as well. But check out all the details there on rt.ie/storyland.
Excellent. What trailer should we check out online this week?
Okay, this one looks interesting. It's from the Kick-Ass director Matthew Vaughn, and it's based on a comic book. He directs it. It's called Kingsman: The Secret Service, and it tells the story of a super secret spy organization that recruits a sort of street kid to the agency. Now, when I watched the trailer, you know, there's a lot of effects in it. It's kind of high impact. There's a touch of sort of it looks like Men in Black
okay.
type of thing, but you do have Colin Firth in it, who's always interesting in movies. Michael Caine, Samuel L. Jackson. It's a big
That's
cast.
A fine cast, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's sort of August time that it comes out. So take a look at it. Kingsman, The Secret Service is the name of it, and you'll see the trailer.
Will do. Like the sound of that. New releases in our cinemas. Where are we starting?
Okay, well, we'll start with this one, Blended. This is Adam Sandler. I'm not a huge fan of Adam Sandler.
I don't get excited about Adam Sandler movies.
No, I don't either. But, you know, he's very popular, and I guarantee you, you'll see this doing well at the box office. Drew Barrymore stars in it as well. It's called Blended. Here's a little clip from it.
Tyler has a playoff game on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I think that for the very first time, he won't actually be completely dreading it, thanks to you.
Tell your his father, the more he works with him, the more he's going to get confident, the more he's going to belt the ball anytime he gets up there.
Yeah, well, his dad's not really into working with him, you know, because to do that, he'd have to show up, which he's just not good at.
You got to show up for your kids. It should be boring how reliable a parent is.
It's funny to me that some people don't get that. You do? I mean, your kid needs to come first 100% of the time.
Absolutely. 99%.
1% of the time, I think we are allowed to get what we want.
Ah, God. I forgot what it was like to want something.
Not really doing it for
I'm
me,
wrong.
Garrett.
Maybe it won't
do well.
I spoke too soon. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah,
shall we? Another Day, Another Time is a concert inspired by music from Inside Llewyn Davis. Okay, Fading Gigolo. This is John Turturro, who I really like. He writes, stars,
super,
and directs.
Yeah.
In Fading Gigolo, a man decides to become a professional Don Juan as a way of making money to help his cash-strapped friend, and acting as his manager, the duo quickly find themselves caught up in the cross currents of love and money. Woody Allen also stars.
Well, it's interesting he's Woody Allen as an actor in it, because there's a Woody Allen feel to it as a movie, you know. So interesting from John Turturro. But it's been getting good reviews.
And Sharon Stone in there as well, in the movie. Haley must try to protect his young family when his 12-year-old sister inadvertently involves them in a brutal drug world. It's a Mexican movie, and Haley is the name of the movie. And then you've a documentary as well featuring Tony Hawk. If you like skateboarding, this is a documentary feature called Hill Street, and it's about the culture of skateboarding from the 1980s onwards. For the kids, we've got something interesting. Postman Pat, the movie.
I have to say, Stephen Mangan's been very funny in interviews about it. You know,
yeah,
he's good.
I like him. He's a good actor. Yeah. Jim Broadbent and even Ronan Keating lent his voicing talents to this movie. And what happens in it? A veteran postman finds his beliefs challenged after he enters a TV talent show competition. So that's Postman Pat. Okay, so look at this for a cast: Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, Hugh Jackman, James McAvoy, Michael Fassbender, Jennifer Lawrence, Halle Berry, Nicholas Hoult, Ellen Page, Anna Paquin.
That's all right, isn't it?
It's all right, isn't it? It could only be X-Men Days of Future Past. Bryan Singer, of course, has been in the news for all the wrong reasons and hasn't been on the publicity tour of this one. But, you know what you're going to get with an X-Men movie. Big budget, a lot of effects, and a lot of the backstory tied in here with this. And a big cast.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, what TV movie should we check out this week?
I've gone back to 1987 because this was a breakthrough, well, a big role for Costner. It wasn't his breakthrough, but it was, you know, it really put him on the map. And No Way Out is the name of the movie. It was about a cover-up and witch hunt occurs after a politician accidentally kills his mistress.
That Gene vaguely
Hackman.
Rings a bell. I can't remember if I've seen it or not.
Sean Young star in it as well, called No Way Out. You'll catch it now. It's on late. It's on 12:15 tonight on BBC One. But there you go, if you want a blast from the past.
Lovely, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thank you.